Hi everyone, it's me, Sandy Cruz of Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. For years now, I've been bringing to you conversations about wellness from experts from all over the world. Whether it be suggestions in how you can age better, biohacking, alternative wellness, these are conversations to help you live your best life. I want to live a long, healthy, and vibrant life. Never mind all those stigmas that as we reach midlife and beyond, we're just going to shrivel up and die with some horrible disease. Always remember, balanced living works. I really look forward to this season. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. This week, I am replaying a live interview from the Biohacking Congress, now rebranded Biohackers World. And this one was done in Miami in October last year, 2023. It was such a fun interview. Lots of amazing health nuggets in there from Clayton Thomas of The Root Wellness. I will have all this information in the show notes. You can attend the Biohackers World Conference and Expo. It's happening in April 6th and 7th in Austin, Texas, and you can get 60% off tickets using my code SANDYK, and all of the information will be in the show notes. I'm really excited to announce that I have released my Essential Thyroid Guide, and it is available on or at all Amazon stores. Whichever Amazon store you shop at, just search for the Essential Thyroid Guide and it's going to come up. Now, I'm really excited about this because some of the reviews that I've received, which I think are amazing, please, 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 if you've purchased this, please go and review it on Amazon. It's just going to help it to be found. One of the reviews that I absolutely loved was the fact that this person said they would have had to read four different books, and some of them quite clinical, in order to get the information in this simple to read highlight guide. I'm going to call it a highlight guide because it's going to really get you started on all the different facets, to learn all the different facets on optimizing your thyroid health. Some of the things I talk about in this book are even halogens. Does anybody even know halogens? Go back to chemistry in college, you guys, and you'll learn a little bit about how halogens can affect your thyroid health. Anyway, just the links will be in the show notes for US and Canada, but you can get it at any Amazon store. Follow me on all of my socials, Sandy K Nutrition. Everywhere. I am on Rumble. I am on YouTube. I am on TikTok. We'll see if TikTok gets banned in the US. I don't know if it's going to happen. Just go follow me everywhere you do social media. I am there and have different content on all the different platforms. And I do my best to be in as many places as I can. I tried to start up a mighty network, but boy, that's an expensive network. Not sure it's worth it. So I kind of started it. Not sure if I'm going to continue it. You can also find me on Substack. It's just sandycruz.substack.com, I believe. But you can find me pretty much anywhere. Now let's cut on through to this amazing interview with Clayton Thomas of The Root Wellness. And do me one more favor. Wherever you listen to my podcast, please go and subscribe because that's going to ensure that you don't miss a single episode. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Hi.
Okay. Well, we're recording, so we can cut this up. We'll do whatever we want.
No, but I have to note, we are actually live at the Biohacking Congress in Miami, where we get to meet all kinds of like-minded individuals.
Right, it's building community. We're already connected. We might not know one another yet, but we're already all connected. We're all part of the same ecosystem. We're all part of family. It's just of finding those connection points and going, oh.
And actually, Clayton and I had the chance to talk beforehand and immediately connected, right? It was like an energetic exchange that was it was good.
Everything's an energy exchange.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I need you to actually introduce yourself because you have a background that's very unique. Lots of stuff going on, Clayton.
It sounds like I have mental health issues.
No, not at all.
It's like
not
you have a lot of stuff going but on.
I mean, it's a very interesting background, and I only just saw a small smidgen of what you do. So I think it's important for you to explain it.
I think that's the important part of the human experience, right? Of being able to show just a little bit and keep everything else hidden. That way there's no dirt that can be thrown out. But there's so much dirt on me already out there. So my name is Clayton Thomas. I'm the founder of the Root Brands. I'm a servant to my wife who's the real piece of the puzzle that's put all of this together, who's the brains, Dr. Christina Rahm. We're two poles, really, poles in personality, poles in experience. But the beautiful part, and like we were talking about twin flames, matched pairs, of the greatest aspect is finding that which you're made to serve, but knowing that it's not going to be like you. It's going to be the opposite of you. And, you know, finding the connection points in between those that create the power. You know, she has a master's in science, 3 PhDs, a PsyD and EdD, a postdoc from Harvard in nanotechnology and bioscience engineering, 20 years in biotech, done cloning, molecular design, mRNA research 16 years ago with Bristol-Myers Squibb and HIV. You know, she grew up with a photographic memory and could speed read, contracted Lyme disease when she was 19 and lost her memory. Came out of that after 2 years with an eidetic memory and can still speed read. And
what's an eidetic memory?
So anything that she reads, hears, sees, experiences, she can replay like a movie and have complete recall of it and can cross-reference anything she's ever seen. She was an adjunct professor in oncology at Johns Hopkins, and they figured out she's actually an idiot savant, but she's social. So she functions at a level of which humans are incapable of doing, yet she still functions in society. And so that's my greatest flex. Yeah, of it's like, well, are you kind of cool? I'm like, look at my wife.
Oh, nice.
But she's been 20 years in biotech, and there was a prophecy put over her that she was put here to heal people in a war on healthcare. And this was 25 years ago. And her comment was, there's no war in healthcare, right? We know there's a war in healthcare now.
There's stuff going on.
And she's had this unique journey. And because of where she was in biotech and the highest levels of medical and clinical science, there's only a very few people like her in the world. And they don't leave. They've never left. But her path has led her this way. I grew up in an integrative veterinary practice. You know, so when we look at the health and wellness space, so many people get into this because of their personal health journey.
Yes.
Right? You have so many sick people, doctors, healthcare professionals, most of them in many instances had their own issues and they went into medicine or they went into healthcare, you know, integrative or whatnot, as means of trying to help themselves first, or they wanted to help people and make money. And my journey was a little bit different because I grew up in a clinic.
Yep.
I mean, I literally have 45 years of experience in integrative health from humans and animals. I was fortunate to, you know, start studying mineral supplementation when I was 8 years old. I can remember being in the lab with my mom and my dad looking at blood and looking at fecal samples and looking at parasites and looking at how parasites affect blood cells and, you know, germ theory and viruses and all these different aspects on the animal side, but also on the human side and understanding the correlation between animals and humans and why we do animal research before we do human research because of how these pathways work. But I was using magnets and lasers and, you know, essential oils and, you know, puppy puncture and all of these different modalities long before they were popular in humans. And, you know, the opportunity to be this experiment and to be able to, you can say, be an original biohacker, right? Biohacking has been around since the inception of humanity. We used to call them athletes, right? Now you have people that were a lot of times weren't athletes, but are later on in life, and they're like, well, I have all these issues. I want to make myself the better version of myself. And it's like, well, that was supposed to start when you were a kid, you know, which is really important as parents. But I was able to go through this journey, you know, working as a kid to understand nutrition and sports performance, because everything that we were taught initially was about diet, lifestyle, supplementation.
Yeah.
Right? Add. And I was blessed to be able to max out my real genetic potential from a performance standpoint, to be able to compete in Division I sports, you know, as a sprinter. So it was the most arrogant breed of athlete God's ever made, because it was, how fast can you move? And that's it. It's just you.
Yeah.
And I got to realize that while my genetics took me to one point, I was no longer competitive. And I got to experience a phenomenal injury. I tore 60% of my hamstring on TV. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I got to work on the recovery process of that, which has taken a long time. So as I finished my career, as I finished college, and they gave me a degree in humanities with a focus in business communications and kinesiology, which is the funny part, right? I have a degree in humanities. My wife has three PhDs, a PsyD and EdD, and she's finishing her MD. No one's ever questioned my education, but they question my wife's because she's a woman.
Oh.
And I'm like, I think you got that backwards, because I have a degree in humanities with a focus in business communications and kinesiology, but I'm not the educated one. Yet because she's a woman, everyone questions it. A woman can't do that. Like, well, actually, a man can't do it. The only one that could do it would be a woman.
Just a little reminder, please subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast. When you subscribe, it shows support for my show. It also ensures that you don't miss any episodes, and it's going to be delivered right to you. So wherever you listen, by the way, I am on every single podcasting platform. If you find that I'm not, please let me know. You can also go to sandycruz.ca, and right there, you're going to see all the platforms where you can listen to my podcast. You can listen straight from my website. So that's Sandy Cruz, SandyKruse.ca. Thanks.
But 18 years ago, I had the first tap on my shoulder that God said, follow this. And it was from a friend calling me who dropped out of school in eighth grade. And he said, look, there's this product. You got to look this up. You look at this. You're the science guy. You love this stuff. I have no background. And it flipped my entire philosophy of taking this little volcanic crystal and its ability to bind heavy metals and environmental toxins. And my entire perspective changed, because it was no longer about what you can add, but the key to this entire process actually revolves around what you remove. And the equation to health and the equation to health and performance is actually addition by subtraction. It's not what you add. You get better by removing what causes all the problems. The root cause of problems is what you have to address. So the 18-year journey, you know, came to its culmination about 8.5 years ago, when I met a colleague in Los Angeles who played, you know, professional basketball for a long time. He was actually the first person to win an NBA championship in three different decades. John Sally. I got to give John Sally props for being my wingman. The only other person to do that was Tim Duncan. But the introduction to him led to the introduction of my wife on the phone. And when I heard her voice initially on the phone, I knew that's who I was made to serve. And then when we connected, it was understanding what her background was, what my background was, and how they've come together for this mission, this vision, this purpose. And only through the connection of both of those have we both been able to do what we were made to do. And that's where we sit now.
Okay. I'd like to go back to the whole removing. You're talking about toxic load and detox. Am I right?
At a level not seen before.
Okay. Because I personally believe that a lot of us have different points in which we're spilling over in terms of our toxic load, right?
And it the interesting part, when we look at toxic load, people, we want to put things in boxes, right? And it's interesting when we look at the difference between men and women, because we've been in such a male-dominated society, and that's where a lot of our ignorance and problems come from, that men only work in boxes. We can only do one thing at a time. Women are this big bundle of copper wire. Everything's connected, right? So women are doing 27 things at once. Guys are only able to do one thing at a time. So when it comes to our health, and when we look at health and performance and lifestyle, we do only look at one thing at a time, right? We look, oh, I need to look at my physical health, or I need to look at my emotional health, or I need to look at my psychological health, or I need to look at my spiritual health, not understanding that they're all connected. It's very feminine in the approach of what holistic health looks like. And you have to understand that they are all connected.
Yes.
You know, so the physical heavy metals, and this is an experience I've had over the last 2.5 years that I've only seen from outcomes in our community of actually seeing and identifying and watching the process that takes place when it's done properly, of the connection between neurotoxic heavy metals, primarily mercury, lead, and aluminum, mm-hmm. and how they disrupt, you know, your neurological system and your brain. But because of their molecular charge and their molecular density and what they do, when they're blocking binding sites or they're creating the tau and amyloid plaque in your brain, they still maintain a positive charge, which means they'll still hold on to negatives, but it's not something physical that they hold on to. They will hold on to stress. They'll hold on to trauma. They'll hold on to negative emotion, and they won't let go of it. So when we look at the physical aspect, we know we have to remove the metals. We have to detox the metals.
Yeah.
But we also know that we have to do this spiritual or in this emotional detox. And if you're not doing them simultaneously, because you can't work on emotion and psychology and spirituality without addressing the physical aspect that are locking all of those down within you. But when you start to passively and systemically allow the body to start removing the physical, removing the heavy metals, and this is a process that has to be done very slowly, very passively.
Yes.
And it has to be done holistically, because our body's operating system is the most advanced biological computer ever created. We are the quantum computer, and we are the largest computer network. The socials actually connected the network with their initial intention was to farm data, but they connected the network. So you have to understand that this operating system is more complex than any computer. And you can't just say, I'm going to do a detox, because you have to work through all of the pathways. In order to do that in today's world, you really have to have a serious bioscience engineering background to understand the operating system. I've only seen one, because those that even understand some of these pathways don't leave biotech. They're paid millions of dollars. The only one that's ever left happens to be my wife. Mm. And when she was at Harvard doing nanotechnology and bioscience engineering for 3 years in their program of 19 people that ended after this first group was done, because there wasn't enough people to continue the program, they were going over things that people can't even comprehend today as far as how cells communicate and all the cloning components, and you know that there's technology right now that can be used that will identify the emotions and memories of anyone going back to 2 years old. They can tell right now if you had a cat, what kind of cat you had, what your thoughts were about the cat, because the tech is there. We have the ability to tap into the computer system, the operating system, to look at your memory. But this system is so complex that you have to intricately work through these pathways. You have to work with what the body is and how it functions to allow the natural detoxification pathways to work. And when you start to do that, as this very slow process takes place, the emotional, the psychological, the spiritual activates and also takes place. Mm-hmm. One can't be done without the other, and we can't force it. Right. So we can't say, I want this, and this is what I'm going to focus on, because we're not in control of that. It's giving your body the tools and then allowing the operating system to do what it does. And the key part is figuring out how to use the tools and where you get the tools and who the tools are designed by. that leads into this.
Okay, you said a lot there, and I really align with a lot of what you said. Do you know who Dr. Bradley Nelson is? The emotion code, the body code?
I think I've seen it. I know Bradley Cooper.
No, this is Dr. Bradley Nelson. He talks about how we store a lot of emotions, which can result in illness, all sorts of problems. And then there's Dr. Bruce Lipton, the biology of belief. So there's so much there, even on generational trauma.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, and it's all connected.
Yes, it's all connected. And I so align with that. And even the point of detoxification without, like people who go and buy just, I'm going to just buy this detox kit off the shelf. And then the foundation is weak.
Yeah.
And I actually know of somebody who passed, very ill person. They tried to do a chelation. Right? And they passed. So I think people really need to understand exactly what you're saying, Clayton. The body is so complex, and we need to kind of do things, I don't know, and I don't know if the right term is systematically, and allow the body to release things as it needs to.
It's I'm not the smart one in my relationship, so I try to break things down as much as possible to simplify them so I can understand. So when my wife tells me that I'm wrong, I know why I'm wrong. You can look at the human body as the masterpiece that it is, right? Because we are intelligently designed.
Yes.
Right? And here's the, if you want to argue spirituality, I'll give you the equation that will end all arguments.
Okay.
The planet that we live on, however you want to look at it, 70% water, 17% silica, and a mix of carbon and other components. The human body consists of 70% water, 17% silica, carbon, and other components. We are the world. The world is us. So we are and trees, plants, animals of all kinds, we're all connected, right? So many people look at the movie The Matrix for what it is, as an understanding of maybe the holographic universe that we live in, which is also the lesson of the holographic universe is in you, right? We are it. But the movie Avatar was also a great lesson in understanding that you're connected to a leaf on a tree as much as you are to the person next to you, right? So we are that. Mm-hmm. So if we are this divine masterpiece, which we are, right? There is intelligent design. It was a lot smarter than what we could ever imagine, right? And the entire philosophy of our spirituality goes back to this understanding of illumination. That's all it is. And if that's the case, then illumination is the understanding of light, and what quantum physics has proven is that we are light. So everything is aligning right now for this greater understanding of where we are and what we are. But within that, if we are this masterpiece is a lot like masterpieces in art that have been discovered in people's attics over, you know, the last 100 years. And you might go into, you know, a house, you know, in Eastern Europe or in Europe that's, you know, that was built in the 1900s. And you go up in the attic and you find this framed piece of artwork sitting in a corner, and you look at it, and it's covered in dust. It's got this patina over it. And you can see that it's been sitting there for a very long time. It's dirty.
Yeah.
But underneath, you can see signs of it underneath that there could be this masterpiece. And you know.
Get cleaned it up.
Who did that?
Yeah.
You don't take a pressure washer and go, okay, I'm just going to hose this thing down, and we're going to see it really quickly. You have to take it, and you have to very slowly start to wipe away and use an airbrush and use different tools to slowly remove that which has been burdened over it for many decades. And as you do that, you start to see what's been underneath. And then through a time of restoration, you then get to see the entire masterpiece. Mm. And then if you put light on it in different ways, you get to see the full breadth of what it was intended to be. And then sometimes it ends up in a museum where people look at that piece and go, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah.
That's us. It's the same process. And you have to have someone that understands the intelligent design process that can create the pathways to do this. you have to have a bioscience engineering background to understand all of the pathways, right? Because detoxification is not just the removal of heavy metals or environmental toxins. It's the support of operating systems. It's the reduction of systemic inflammation. It's supporting the gut, the brain, the heart, the vagus nerve, the organs, every component of this. It's all very crucial. And the one area that's so flawed is there's so much money in this space, right? There's so much money in health care, right? I live in Nashville, which is the heart of healthcare in the United States. People really don't know that. They think of music. There's trillions of dollars that actually flows through Nashville because of the healthcare industry. But what's really interesting about the healthcare industry in the United States is there's no health and they don't care. So then you look at the integrative space of nutrition and lifestyle and all these advancements. People know that they need to move that way, but there's not a lot of science. There's not. There's not a lot of proof. And you have all of this money flowing into it. So a lot of people, a lot of toxic people look at the money and say, if we create a product that we say does this, and we tell people inflammation is the cause of disease, take this, it's an anti-inflammatory. Yes. So they buy that. They're like, oh, I need that. And then they see and advertise it for another product and they go buy that. And then they hear that they need a greens and they go get a greens product. Yes. And they put all these things together. They don't know, one, how those products were intended, the intention of the creator, of the artist that created them. What was their reason for doing it? What's their background? How are the products that you're taking actually working together? You have no clue.
Nope.
Now, if you were a physician and you were prescribing pharmaceuticals for a patient, you have to understand pharmacogenetics, right? Because you have to understand the interaction between drugs that you're prescribing to someone, because if you prescribe two drugs to treat two different things and there's a reaction between those two drugs and you kill somebody, that's a problem because you lose a customer. I see that, how we twisted that a little bit.
Yes, yes.
But you have to understand that the integrative side has to behave the same way that we've done from a science standpoint in pharma and biotech. And in order to understand those pathways, you actually need to come from that space, which again, there's only one. You know, so it's blending all of these of science and medicine and the integrative side and understanding the entire operating system.
So that being said, it's pretty complicated.
It is.
How does somebody start?
You have to make it simple, right? This is the key.
But it's complicated.
It is insanely complicated, right? But you're an amazing woman. You like flowers?
I do.
Love flowers. My wife loves flowers. Yes. I have to get bouquets of many different kinds of flowers every week. Our house is loaded with different flowers. And then some people are like, you're killing plants. We are, but they're making a sacrifice for our well-being. So it's a good trade, right? But if you look at a flower, you go, oh, it's a beautiful little flower. But do you look at the petals and the golden ratio and everything that nature has made to actually design that flower and the complexity of the flower itself? Or do we look at the beauty of the flower and go, this is a beautiful flower? Everything has this innate complexity.
Yes.
The important part is being able to find the people or the systems or the tools that can simplify that which is very complex and make it understandable and make it usable and applicable. And that's the key component that we've been able to do, not due to anything that I've done, but due to the creation of Dr. Christina Rahm and what her intention and basis has been. And we've proven this scientifically through so many different realms of analysis and tracking outcomes with clinical research registries and tracking clinical outcomes with doctors and looking at all the different kinds of measurements you can look at, from even Dr. Emoto's work with what the products will do to change water structure.
Yes.
Because we are water, the world is water. Intention, language, anything that we have has a frequency and it restructures water. Well, we are water. So that means everything that's around us actually has an effect on us, and we are frequency based.
Yes.
So your intention dictates and controls everything that goes on in your universe. right? And that's the only thing we're responsible for. We are only responsible for this, for that which is within us. We are the universe. We are the star network, right? If we know that we are light, and that's been proven, every cell, if you dive down deep into it at an atomic level, is light. And there's a little over 3 trillion cells. And if each cell is light, that means each cell can be seen as a star. So you've got 3 trillion stars within this ecosystem. That means it's a universe in its own right.
Yes.
That means we are our own universe. Yep. That means we are responsible for one. If we don't take care of this universe, it will not emit the light that it's supposed to.
I love how you just described that.
It has to be simple. Right?
Yes.
So when you understand that your sole purpose is to create greatness within your own operating system, and only when you do that, that you begin to realize, as Christina wrote in her first book, In Cure the Causes, that we are each this imperfect piece to a perfect puzzle. The only job is to make sure that your piece is its perfect piece. And when you do that, you'll realize who and what you connect to. We're not made to connect to everyone. That's not what it's for. The network's already built. The puzzle's been in the box. You know that all the pieces, all 8 billion pieces are in the box. They already know where they need to go. They know. It's a matter of making sure that you are your perfect piece and that each of us works to be our perfect piece. And this is where our authenticity comes in. Right? That we know that the most powerful frequency isn't love. Love's number 2. The most powerful frequency that we emit is authenticity.
I was just going to say.
And it's only through us being our authentic selves and accepting our authentic self that we are truly able to give and receive the second most powerful one, which is love. Mm. So you have this interesting pathway of, when you start to become your best self, you're going to find, or those other pieces will find you, because we're already connected, how everything connects. You know, so the interesting part is, social media has connected the network, but social media has also been created by the beast in a means of gathering all this data and farming all this data.
Yep.
And controlling and manipulating minds because of everything that they'll see. And the game has been, don't be you, be like this. Do this, be like her, be like him, look like. That's not the goal. The goal is, be you. Be the best version of you. And through that, you might have 6 followers like I do. You might have 2.5 million followers like my wife does, that you serve as the example to let people know, look, don't be me. Don't be like me. Be you.
Yes.
And when you're you, we can be cool. But we can't be cool until you're you and I'm me, and we accept that. That's the process. And if we break it down simply, that's what we've done, right? And I'll say, when I built the ecosystem, she built the solutions. And when you look at things, there's symbolism in everything, right? So many people understand that there's symbolism in everything.
Yes.
Numerology.
No coincidence.
There's none.
I'm so with you.
Everything is intentional.
And Clayton, don't... Okay, this is like how you said, the whole authenticity. Or there's people who just... They want to turn that off. They don't want to believe it. They don't see it.
They're clouded, right?
Right.
They're too toxic.
And I say this all the time. I'm like, you know, because I've heard this so many times where, you know, if I see a snake crossing my path multiple times, I'm like, there's a reason for that snake. And for me, it doesn't necessarily mean your interpretation, but my interpretation is, that is a sign that I'm shedding a skin. I'm changing. There are things in my life that are coming through that's really good for me. And some people, it might be a different meaning, but I'm like, it means something.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll give you another one to this. Because at our house, we have a couple squirrels.
Okay.
Squirrels are rodents, right?
Yeah.
Squirrels will get into stuff and, you know, they'll chew on things. And so I've got one squirrel, and it's always out in the morning, terrorizes my hiccup dog. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to take care of the squirrel. So order a BB gun, get some pellets. I'm going to take care of this squirrel. And then the day I got the BB gun, go to sleep, and I have this vision at night of the squirrel. And it's like, what's the squirrel done to you? Why do you want to kill the squirrel? I'm like, I don't want to kill the squirrel. I'm like, wait a minute. I need to communicate with the squirrel. I need to understand what the squirrel's doing, because the squirrel's not causing problems right now. He's got the trees around the house. He does run around on the roof, but he's not digging in the house. So I'll be cool with the squirrel.
Yeah.
And the squirrel will be cool with me. And the squirrel's cool with the dog. So we're cool. And it's understanding the symbolism of the ecosystem. And it's like, wait a minute. So if I kill the squirrel, that's not going to look good on me. I love hunting. I grew up hunting and everything. And you have to respect animals, because, I mean, that's part of the process, right?
Yeah.
And honoring that of which you're hunting and which you're killing for a reason and a purpose, not for just for the act of killing.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, Mr. Squirrel, you have a reprieve. But understanding, okay, you're here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. We have to and can coexist, and everybody's cool. You got your purpose. I have my purpose. We coexist in this ecosystem. Everybody's happy. And we have to look at that as humans in the same thing, right? That all of this bullshit that goes on in this world because of the darkness that exists and the manipulation that takes place, we are all of light kind. We're all made of light. So it doesn't matter where you're from, what skin tone you have, what your theological belief is, where you live, what's been done. We're all one big family. We're all connected. So when we get rid of all the bullshit and we realize that, look, we have to take care of us first, and the entire system, the entire ecosystem should be developed to help each individual do that. We are all not made for the same purpose.
Right.
It's the beautiful part of understanding that we are all given certain gifts, and our principles all focus. What I have learned, the philosophy that I built, come down to three things. WTH. It has a different interpretation for some people. You know, they like anachronisms. Walk, teach, heal. That's it. To me, that's Christ-like.
Right? Walk, teach, heal.
That each of us are made to do those. The beautiful part is we don't understand our journey. We don't understand our destination until we get closer to it. And we don't understand all of the stuff that's gone into our lives, the things that have happened to us, good, bad, evil, indifferent. They'll either break us or forge us. And as you go through this journey, you get to a point where you get to pause and you look back and go, these things were horrible that happened to me, but this is why I'm here.
Yes.
And it's this existential journey of knowing and accepting the walk, that each of us have a unique walk. Our journey is different. And without us taking that, we're not going to become our piece, which means the puzzle's never going to be complete. And we get to do that. We all are made to teach. We're all made to teach something different. We might be able to teach because of how we've overcome things, or because of what we create, or how we communicate. Mm-hmm. We're all teachers. We're also all healers. The most important healing happens to be within yourself.
Yes, I agree with that.
And if we so want to look at, I can help so many people. You know what? I've met so many toxic people that think they need to help others that haven't even done the work in themselves yet.
Yes.
So it's understanding this journey, and it's a lot more complex, but it can be made really simple. And it's where we started from root with the Trinity.
Yeah.
And the symbolism in that is intentional, because we know spiritually that we have to have the Trinity, right? In the Matrix, for the documentary that it was, people think Neo taking a red pill made him awake. It didn't. It made him aware. It gave him an opportunity to become aware of his environment, but it also made him a target. He had to find one thing. It was unique in how they put the symbolism together, because the one thing he had to find wasn't a thing. It happened to be a woman. And she happened to be named Trinity. And then only in finding her, that then he was able to get plugged in, and they just so happened to put a bunch of light on his pineal gland that allowed him to open up what he was capable of learning. And then he got to know Kung Fu. And then become, as is portrayed, this starburst, this big burst of light that was in him, that's actually in all of us, that then was able to show everybody else around what he was, but we are all of like kind. So that's the journey of understanding. So when we created the Trinity, what Christina had done with the first three products was a combination of components that are designed to address all of this. So you have Clean Slate, which is designed to very passively, very slowly assist in the removal of environmental toxins, the heavy metals, the biotoxins, the molds, the PCBEs, PBDEs, glyphosate, graphene, because it's so popular, viral fragments of all kinds.
So gently, you're saying?
Very gently. I mean, we do this in newborn babies. We do this with moms.
Because some detox protocols most things
you'd look at, from a detox standpoint and good. Would you give this to a newborn baby? They'd go, hell no. I'm like, we require it. If you want to have a healthy kid in this environment, we've got so many women that couldn't get pregnant that start on Clean Slate and then get pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy when all they'd done is miscarry before. And then they have these amazing healthy pregnancies and they have amazing healthy babies. So you've got to work to passively clean up the operating system.
Yep.
Then you've got to support the gut, right? Always. So we have Restore, which is step two, which helps the gut. It reduces systemic inflammation, allows the leaky gut to come back together, and your gut actually regenerates every 2 weeks. So this process can take place really, really quickly.
I believe that.
If it's done properly.
Yeah.
So you take care of the gut. You create the right environment in your gut. You kill off the fungus. You kill off the parasites. You allow this balance to start to take place. But then you have the connectivity between your brain, your heart, and your gut, which is your vagus nerve that connects everything, right? That's the biochemical neurotransmission pathway that everything's communicated between them. So you have to have a healthy, ideal, optimal level of neurotransmitters. Things, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. Dopamine and serotonin are two of the most powerful chemicals known, which is why, as Rick James said, cocaine is a hell of a drug, right? And it is, because it's creating this massive flush of dopamine so quickly, and you feel elated for 20 minutes. And then you crash, and it's horrible, and it'll cost you your house and your life and chaos, and it's terrible for you in the pathways that it works through. But 90% of your neurotransmitters are produced in your gut. So if you have dysbiosis in your gut, it can't do it. If you're stressed out, which all of us are, we're in sympathetic overdrive, right? So you're in fight or flight constantly, which is the manipulation process that we go through of high cortisol levels and being in a constant stress response environment. Cortisol actually shuts off natural dopamine and serotonin production. Mm-hmm. So you can't get out of the stress cycle because it's dopamine and serotonin that overpower cortisol, but cortisol keeps your body from producing those.
Right.
So you have to put your body in the right environment where it has the tools to do it. You can think of having this body be like an amazing sports car. You can spend $500,000 or $5 million on the greatest sports car on the market, but if you don't put gasoline in it, you don't give it good tires, it ain't going to go anywhere.
Right.
It's like, look at this. It's beautiful. Well, great. Yeah, it has a lot of potential, but you're not giving it what it needs, so you can't drive it. Mm-hmm. So zero in, which is the third, and you can look at that as the alt button, clean slate being delete, control being restore, alt being zero in, which feeds the gut this strategic combination of ingredients of what it needs to create endogenous, naturally produced dopamine and serotonin and norepinephrine that then is intention controlled. So based on what you want to be doing, your brain is going to tell your gut what it wants based on what your intention is desiring. So during the day, you're going to be relaxed, calm, focused, crush anything you want to do. But at night, when you want to go to sleep and you want to rest, you get a shift. You get less dopamine, more serotonin. Something unique happens at this point. This is where the game gets really fun from a biohacking standpoint. Your pineal gland is the light center of the brain. It controls your circadian rhythm. It controls your spirituality. It is your third eye.
Yes, it is.
So you have to decalcify the pineal gland because fluoride, will calcify the pineal gland. But the pineal gland is also loaded with little crystalline resonators. So this amazing little clean slate product is made from nature's most powerful crystal that has the innate ability to detoxify the environment, which is what it was intended for and made for. But it's also nature's most abundant bioavailable source of orthosilicic acid, or bioavailable silica. And the planet's made of 17% silica, 70% water. We're made of 70% water, 17% silica. And it's amazing. If we're a biological computer, we can look at other computers and understand what runs a computer, because the symbolism is in everything, which we agreed upon. Computer processing power is predicated on silicon microchips.
Wow.
So silica is needed to run computers, which means they are needed in us, but we don't get enough of it. And what's interesting is so many people want to talk about collagen today and everything, because yes, we want our hair, skin, and nails. The most important thing in collagen synthesis actually happens to be bioavailable silica. Without the bioavailable silica, collagen synthesis can't take place. So you have to understand these pathways. But when you decalcify, you recrystallize the pineal gland, and it's ready, and it's time to go to sleep, and your brain is going to need serotonin to convert to melatonin in your pineal gland, but your pineal gland will also convert extra serotonin into DMT, which is how you get into deep sleep and lucid dreaming. And that process is what activates the glymphatic system. And the glymphatic system is the only way that your brain detoxifies. All these people that want to talk about crossing the blood-brain barrier are ignorant. They have no fucking clue. And this goes back to the problem of people having a lack of understanding of the actual biochemical pathways and how the operating system works. We understand lymph, right? We understand the importance of our lymphatic system.
Yes.
But people, we didn't even know the existence of the glymphatic system until about 8 years ago, scientifically.
Okay, explain the glymphatic system.
So the glymphatic system is this amazing, you can look at it as this amazing extension of the lymphatic system that is specific to the brain. It is only activated during deep REM sleep.
Okay.
We don't get enough of it. So if you're not getting into deep REM sleep, the glymphatic system won't activate. What the glymphatic system does is you have glymph that washes your brain at night to detoxify your brain, wash away a lot of the bad stuff. The interesting part is a little bit of clean slate gets into that glymphatic fluid. So as your glymphatic system is working, you've got a little bit of the crystal fragments that are also helping to grab onto the bad stuff and remove them. And here's the crazy secret. So many people, you know, are beginning to understand that we are completely toxic. And you hear people talk about different issues, right? And we talk about brain health all the time. And you have a lot of research going into Alzheimer's and dementia and everything, because it's a big issue now. It's not ApoE. It's not genetic. It's environmental, but the issue is actually heavy metals and fungus. And the crazy part, Christina was working when she was at Johns Hopkins. She was an adjunct professor in oncology and hematology at Johns Hopkins. And she was working with two of the top doctors in the world in their space, Doctors Rex and Rinaldi. And they're two of the top brain researchers. And they were doing necropsies on Alzheimer's patients. So after they had died, they're cutting their skulls off. So opening up their skull to look at their brain. And they had a couple cases that they were doing live, right? So they had the cameras on and they were recording it. And they would open up the skull and there's mushrooms and fungus growing in their brain. So what's interesting now is so many people want to talk about taking mushrooms, but mushrooms and everything grow in shit. And if you don't clean up your system, you're full of shit. And mushrooms grow in that. So people are taking mushroom spores to put into an environment that is prone to growing fungus, because the heavy metals and environmental toxins create the environment, create the toxic dysbiosis environment that allows the proliferation of fungus in your body. Candida, yeast, we can go down the list of all of this stuff. The fungus creates the environment for the proliferation of parasites. The parasites grow in the fungus. The parasites use the heavy metals to coat themselves, to protect themselves from your immune system. It's the entire cascade. It's the understanding that it's not one, it's not two, it's three. And they're all interconnected, and you have to work to address all of them. So Christina's understanding of this, and she's been lecturing on fungus being a major problem for over a decade.
Yep.
And coming from pharma, that if you take an antibiotic, we'll use Zithromax as an example, because Zithromax is very, very crucial and beneficial. But if you're using an antibiotic, at the same time you're doing an antibiotic or an antiparasitic, you also have to use an antifungal, like a fluconazole. And if you're not doing that, you're going to create this realm for absolute chaos. And there are a lot of little components that are made in nature, things like black cumin seed oil and curcumin and D-ribose and resveratrol that are and apple cider vinegar that are highly antiparasitic, that are highly antifungal. That's what Restore is made of. And she figured out how to use create nanoemulsions naturally. So you're micro-dosing nature's most powerful ingredients to create something to take care of that environment in your gut. But every product she's done, they're all antifungal in their own aspects, whether they're topical or oral. So you have to understand these pathways. And the important part then is having the understanding, the acceptance of this is how these are intentionally designed. The hard part is as a company or as an ecosystem or as a community, building the trust in consumers that they're like, this is different. I want to try this. And then when you do it, you see that things are changing, things are working. And that builds conviction. And through building conviction in consumers, that's where consumers help other consumers and you see an ecosystem grow. And that's the entire approach to our model.
I could talk to you for another hour.
Let's do it.
Clayton, but I think we're almost at an hour. I have to ask you one thing before, you know, we wrap this up. With this Trinity, do you take all of it together or is it like a process? If you could,
it depends on the individual.
Okay.
Right. Cause everybody has their own process. And so if you wanted to start with one thing, you're like, okay, I'm not going to spend the money to do this, or I don't trust everything. I want to see if we get some benefits. Then you start with clean slate.
Okay.
And you start really low and you titrate up.
Okay.
Ideally, you start with the Trinity because, well, if we look at the principles of the Trinity, it was Father, Son, Holy Spirit, however you want to look at it, you don't just start with one. You're like, just give me the Holy Spirit. Don't give me the other two yet.
Okay.
You know, but each one of us has our own journey, our own process.
Yes.
So you start where you start. The key is education.
Okay.
Right. And we do a lot to educate. Our YouTube channel, I think, has like 500 different videos on it. We're 400 hours of content, you know, because you can get a PhD in environmental toxicology just by going through what we've created and everything that we've put out to educate our community. But it's the process. The one thing that we know is, as Kanye said, we do dope shit. But it was building a model that stands behind the process and the outcomes. So our business approach is we have a 30-day open container money-back guarantee. So if you try this stuff, you can use it for a month. If you didn't find any benefits, you didn't like how you feel, which is variable because sometimes your body's working, you might not feel great, but it's going through a process. But if you did this for a month and you're like, oh, this stuff didn't work for me, I didn't like it, you can send us the empty containers back. We'll give you your money back. We don't care about the money. Yeah. What's crazy is we've got about 190,000 customers in 60 countries right now. And we've been in business since February 2nd of 2020. Our return rate is like 0.3%.
Love it.
People don't return products because they do what they're supposed to do. And it's the trust, mm-hmm. right? And that's the important part of, and this is why, you know, building community is so important. Because you can't just trust the source, because I'm going to say our stuff is great because I'm trying to sell it. And I'm not doing that because I know my wife is a literal biotech savant. She's the one who did it.
Yes.
I just get to be a talking piece. I try to be pretty.
You're good at it.
So you have to understand that point.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening and watching Clayton Thomas of Root Brands. And definitely listen to my podcast. I didn't even mention myself.
Follow here.
Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen, where you learn all things on how to age better. And also watch the videos on the Biohacking Congress. And Clayton, where can everyone find you? Please give us a website.
TheRootBrands.com. And then we'll make sure that there's a couple links posted so you can follow that. And you can follow us on socials. Dr. Christina Rahm is the one to really follow. She's got the millions of followers. I have six. So
you have more than that. Come on.
No, I really have six. It's good.
All right. Thank you, Clayton. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today.
Thanks for letting me hang out.
Thank you. Thanks.
Konnichiwa, my friends.
I hope you enjoyed this episode.
be sure to share it with someone you know might benefit. And always remember, when you rate, review, subscribe, you help to support my content and help me to keep going and bringing these conversations to you each and every week. Join me next week for a new topic, new guest, new exciting conversations to help you live your best life.